Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in an humble and submissive way, asking that you will look upon us with compassion and mercy. Oh, my God, that you will bless us on tonight, that you will pour out of your spirit, have your way, and let your will be done. Send an anointing, Lord. Take full control. Your spirit be there. Move tonight, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need your help. For without you, we can do nothing. And without you, oh, Lord, we are nothing without you, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch us with your finger of love. Send on and on and on, Lord. Oh, my God, send the word tonight. Oh, my God, strengthen souls. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the weak tonight, Lord. Somebody needs help tonight. Somebody is in trouble tonight, Lord. We want you to touch them, Lord Jesus. Somebody is weeping and mourning tonight. Somebody is grieving, Lord. We want you to stop by and comfort their soul. Somebody is cast down. We want you to touch them, Lord. Oh, my God, help them to go through. Help them to stand. Strengthen them where they're weak. And build them up where they're torn down. Help them, Jesus. You know all about it. You're able to fix it, Lord. Make a way, Lord, out of no way. Open up a door, Lord, that seems to be closed. Bless in a special way. Take control, oh, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able. We're dependent on you. You are our help. You are our strength. Our trust is in you. Our faith is looking to you, Lord. We know you're able to do all things. Help today, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Save Jesus. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to change their way of living. Somebody want to get closer to you. Somebody want to please you and do your will. Glory to God. Somebody is seeking that they might gain more strength and power. We know you've got it, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you rain down righteousness. Pour, glory, hallelujah. Pour us out a blessing, Lord, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Help today, Lord. Help today, Lord. Oh, my God, help us, Jesus, to drive and go forward in you, Lord. Help us not to take down, not to draw back on you, but help us to stand firm. Oh, my God, help us to drive and go forward in you, Lord, and slack not our riding, except you bid us. Help us, Jesus. Help us right now, Lord. We're waiting. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Our trust is in you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord. Teach us, Jesus. Teach us how to wait on you with patience, oh, Lord. Increase our patience. Help us to go through. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord. Save in our homes. Move, Jesus. Move, Lord, in a mighty way. Satan is seeking to hinder, but we are trusting in you, Lord. Oh, my God, your battle axe in the time of trouble, Lord. Move every hindering cause, everything that seeks to hinder us from doing your will, from speaking your word and doing what you told us to do. Find Satan. Find him and his work in the name of Jesus. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And in the name of Jesus, Satan the Lord rebuke you right now. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off of God's people. Take your hands off of God's people. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Move in our homes, oh Lord. Loose the financial blessings. Glory.
Right
yes, oh, yes, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you know, Lord. You know all about it. Oh, yes, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. I know you able, Lord. I know you got the power, Lord. Oh, my God. We trust you, Lord. We believe you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said you will pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to repeat it. We believe you, Lord. You know what your people have need of, Lord. You know all about us, Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done. Bless tonight, oh Lord. Send out an order. Take full control, oh Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Speak to the radio listeners. You know all about us. Oh, my God, have your way. Let your will be done. And we give our names of praise. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify
thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your will be done, Lord. Not our will. Let our will burn, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We're seeking to please you. And to do your will. You know our heart. You know our mind.
No more.
Oh, my God, you deal with the heart. Oh, Lord, you know all about us. Help us, Jesus. We're seeking to please you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in us. And, my God, we'll give our names of praise. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you right now. Oh, my God,
thank you,
I thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We pray that you perform the end of time. Continue to bless us. Continue to anoint us. Say your word. Have your way tonight on this broadcast. Let some soul be blessed. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that anointed prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Come to us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to welcome everyone. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today, Honorable Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's broadcast, today we have Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist, amen, we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 106th number of Psalm. And we're going to start at the first verse. That's the 106 number Psalm. It's 106. Starting at the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can shew forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of the chosen of thy children, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy." And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Thank God for his word. The 106 number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses. At this time, I'm going to give some announcements. So if anyone would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title 1, school, and 1 is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title 1 School. And we just added to the prayer list. We want to remember Deacon Johnny Valentine, pray a special prayer for him. We want to remember Angel Lissetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Andrew Hall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, and all of the bereaved families. We want to keep them in our prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca England, Missionary Mother Huff, hosts the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogues teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-409-840. And the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to the prayer list, you can leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast, or you may also text us. And the phone number to text is 410-209-75. Even if you just want to give a testimony, again, it's 410 209-7503. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind set on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He's kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. And I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. He's kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands. Thank you, Jesus. Of Evangelist Maybell, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord, another day the Lord has kept me. Glory to God, I'm thankful for that because it didn't have to
Thank
be.
You, Jesus.
But it's another day that he kept me with my mind
yes,
stayed on him.
Thank
another
you,
day
yes.
that he gave me another
yes,
chance
you.
To pray, another
yes.
chance to get closer to him, another day that the Lord has kept me with a mind to serve him. I just thank the Lord for that beautiful rendition. I thank God also for the open scripture that was read from the 106th number of Psalms, giving praise unto the Lord. And the Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. Who wouldn't praise a God like that? Glory to God. He's merciful unto his people. God cares about his people. Glory, hallelujah. I think about how when they were in the wilderness, how God delivered them out because he was concerned about his people. He wanted his people to praise his name.
So amen.
Them out of the land of Egypt that they might give him praises and worship him, even though they had sinned and their fathers committed iniquity, and they even acknowledged that they had done wickedly. But the Lord was good and merciful unto them enough that he brought them out and delivered them from the hand of the Egyptians. That's why we give praise and thanks unto the Lord for the great things that he has done for us. I thank the Lord for that selection. And to be just keep singing for the Lord, keep giving God praise, because his name
Amen.
Is worthy to
yes,
be praised. And now, at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker for tonight in the person of Pastor Sheila Amin, who will bring us the word of God on tonight. God bless you, Pastor Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I thank the Lord for another opportunity just to minister for the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer, the anointing that God sent during that prayer, and for his touch. Praise God. Thank God for the opening scripture and the beautiful selection. Another day that the Lord has kept me. And I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. And thinking about how iniquity is abounding and how so many things are happening, it's a beautiful thing
yes.
to know that God will keep us even in times like these. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in on tonight. We thank God for you. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but going on, we're going to have a little word of prayer and go to the word of God. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for another opportunity to do your will, Lord, and we ask that you will intervene right now and send forth your word, oh God. Let your word have free course. Let your word minister to every hearer. Bless abundantly, O God, and let all things be done according to your will. We are asking these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. And as I was thinking of the prayer that was going forth, it's a beautiful thing to be able to pray until you can pray through. Until your prayer goes through. Praise God. It's a blessing to pray until the anointing comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I felt the anointing coming through on tonight. And I tell you, God, he is a great God, and he is moving by his spirit. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes,
he is great and mighty things. And we're living in a time where we, as the believers, the born-again believers of Jesus Christ, are being tested and tried severely.
Yes.
My Lord, and I tell
yes.
you, these trials and tribulations, they seem to have increased in intensity, and the enemy is not letting up. And so we definitely
yes.
need some encouragement. The born-again
mm-hmm.
believers
yes.
in Christ, we need encouragement. We need support
yes.
and pray one for another. Praise God, because
yes.
we definitely have to band together. We have to show that unity and that love that
yes.
Jesus commanded us to have toward one another. It was a commandment
yes.
for us to love
yes.
one another. And by this shall all men know, these are the words of Jesus, that ye are my disciples.
Yes.
So let us just focus our attention on the word of God tonight, and I pray that you will be blessed through the hearing of the word of God. And I'd like to start
Amen.
With Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 18. And also Colossians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 17. And I'll begin reading at Philippians 2, and 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and the Bible reads, "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me." And we'll go over to Colossians, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 12. And it reads, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in all wisdom." Excuse me, let me start back at the beginning. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word of God and for these passages of scripture. Praise the Lord. And tonight, the title for this message is Putting on the Mind of Christ. putting on the mind of Christ, and the theme is do what Jesus would do. Praise the Lord. So let's do what Jesus would do. And going into the scriptures, starting here, this scripture, this passage of scripture is a message or a letter from Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi. And he began to minister to the churches even as he himself was in prison. But the word of God was not bound. He might have been bound, but the word of God was not bound. And he was able to minister to the saints in various places. And he sent this out saying in the first verse of the second chapter, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. He's reaching out to the church saying, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So coming together in unity, there is strength in unity. Divided, we fall. But united, together, we stand. Hallelujah. And as stated earlier, we are going through so many different things. We're being tested. We're being tried in the church, out of the church, on the job, in the home, wherever. Tests and trials are on the rise. Our faith is definitely being tried, and to the point where the enemy is trying to overthrow our faith. He's trying to make us doubt the promise and the hope that God has given us. Hallelujah. But I want to say to you tonight, the born-again believers, you hold on to your faith. You be faithful unto God. And keep on trusting in the Lord and know that the Lord is with us. And if we stand together, if we work together, we can overcome the many things that we face. Hallelujah. Praying one for another. And also in the latter part of this, singing with grace in your heart. Admonishing one another. These are things that we can do to help one another. Because we are not going to make it all by ourselves and on our own. We need the Lord to help us, and we need each other. Because we are one in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And as we go forth and as we minister, we have to show forth the love of Christ. Jesus showed us love. Hallelujah. And he had this mind, not robbery, to be equal with God. And that mindset, we ought to have the same mindset that Jesus had. Amen. Jesus, he didn't make of himself any reputation, even though the sixth verse said that being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. He was not lifted up in pride. He was not boastful. Hallelujah. But he made of himself no reputation, and he took upon him the form of a servant, even though he was already on the right hand of God. He was in heaven, hallelujah, sitting on the right hand of God, But when he came down to the earth, hallelujah, he had this mind that it was not robbery to be equal with God, but to be an example to us. This is what Jesus did. He humbled himself. He took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. That is the example that Jesus gave us. And we likewise ought to humble ourselves and be obedient unto God, even if it costs our lives. Hallelujah. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And because of his humility, because he was so meek and lowly, because he made of himself no reputation, the Bible says in the 9th verse, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Oh, praise be to God. When we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us in due time. Oh, glory to God. God will lift us up out of where we are, out of the temptation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Out of the oppression, out of depression. He will lift us and place us above these things. Praise God. He will highly exalt us if we humble ourselves in the manner that Jesus humbled himself. Oh, praise the Lord. And God has a special name for us, a new name for the born-again believer. Oh, praise be to God. We become brand new. We are brand new creation. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We ought not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In other words, we ought to put on, hallelujah, the things that we think about ought to be holy and pure. And if there be any evil thoughts in our mind, God has the power to regulate our minds and take away those evil thoughts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we ought to let the word of God dwell in us richly. And when that word is in us, whenever we open our mouths, we will speak the oracles of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And so God showing us what he will do if we humble ourselves as Jesus did. God highly exalted Jesus, gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It doesn't matter what you believe right now or what you think you might do or might not do. At the name of Jesus, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul, ministering to the saints, to the believers in Christ, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence. Yes, the pandemic came, and We couldn't be in the church building like we desire. But are you faithful while you're at home? While you're not going to church, or while the pastor can't see you or the saint can't see you? Oh, praise the Lord. But in the absence of the minister, are you working out your salvation with fear and trembling? Are you yet crying out to God? Are you taking a stand for righteousness? Are you living that holy life? Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, temptation is all around, but we don't have to bow to the temptation. We don't have to yield to temptation. Praise the Lord. Maybe we can't see you. We can hear you on the phone when you call in to the church conferences. Maybe we can't see you personally, but are you keeping the faith? Are you yet faithful and doing the will of God? So, yes, we need encouragement, because the enemy is trying to overthrow the faith of the people of God. But I want to encourage you to live right when you're in the church. Live right when you're not. When you're out in the streets or downtown or in the marketplace, in your home, on the job, wherever you are, faithful to the Lord and uphold righteousness. Oh, praise be to God. So Apostle Paul was encouraging them, even though he was locked up and he was detained and he was not able to be in the midst of them, he said to them to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And he was still ministering to them by sending them the word of God. He said, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So it's not that you have to give account to the pastor or who, the leader or whoever, but you have to give account to God. You have to stand before him. So put on the mind of Christ and do what Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This word is so rich. It's so precious. Amen. There are so many things in it, so many precious nuggets and nutrients that we should grasp, and we should take it in and be nourished by the word of God. By this we can grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, because surely we are in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We are down here in the midst of gross sin, and lying and deceit is all around. So many lies, so much deceitfulness, falsehood, false prophets have risen. And they are deceiving people. Oh, my Lord. They have already deceived they would. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But be encouraged. Be strengthened. And look to the Lord. Going back up to the first verse, where Apostle Paul mentioned about consolation. Consolation. That which comforts or refreshes the spirits, the cause of comfort, as the consolation of Israel. Hallelujah. Simeon began to talk about how it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death until his eyes had seen the consolation of Israel. Oh, praise be to God. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, and there is comfort to give strength and hope to ease the grief or trouble of. Oh, yes, comfort of love in Christ, fellowship all of these are necessary for us to maintain our integrity, to hold fast to that we have, to see that no man takes our crown. Fellowship, the sharing together in a common life with other believers through relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Bowels and feelings of compassion and sympathy for others. Some people, they will hold things against you. They will not be compassionate. They won't be forbearing. They won't have any kind of mercy. But what would Jesus do about it? Would he forgive if you call upon him, you ask him to have mercy on you? He will have mercy.
Yes,
but you have people who are in the pulpit or serving on the board, singing in the choir, and they don't have any pity or any mercy and are not willing to forgive. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But do what Jesus would do. He was meek and lowly in heart, and he is very compassionate and full of love. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Do what Jesus would do. Don't hold things against anyone. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Do what Jesus would do. Hallelujah. Don't look on your own things, but look on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let that mind be in you a chance. Forgive. Have mercy upon them. Be compassionate.
Yes.
Forbear one another. Support one another. Encourage one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. We need that encouragement, especially now. And don't sit in the seat of judgment and look down on anyone. That's not what Jesus did. He didn't come to condemn the world, but he came that the world through him might be saved. He came to save men's lives, not to destroy them. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. When somebody to church, they're looking for some help. They're looking for a word of comfort. They're looking to be consoled. Oh, praise God. They're looking for some hope. And let's minister and give them that hope. Let's give them the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Amen. Minister to their needs. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
If anyone has fallen by the wayside, let's encourage them to get on up and keep on going. Amen. Let's not discourage them, but let us give them words of encouragement. Let us show bowels and mercies. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Let us be comforting and consoling to those who are hurting, in pain, those who are desiring to live for Jesus. Amen. Let's be encouraged to help others. I believe that's what Jesus would do. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And the enemy is working so hard right now. He's not taking any breaks, and he's not taking any time off. He's mad about the work of God. He's mad because somebody
is
ministering to souls. He's mad because people are being encouraged and they're being healed of their sicknesses. Hallelujah. God is working things out, and he's blessing through ministry and prayer. Hallelujah. And now the enemy is so angry that he wants to shut down the work of the Lord. But he cannot overthrow the work of God. Hallelujah. If the work is of God, it cannot be overthrown. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean that the enemy won't try. It doesn't mean he won't try. Because he will try to overthrow it. But let's be encouraged. Let's keep looking to the Lord. Let's keep trusting in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord will, in his own time, exhort us if we humble ourselves, if we be obedient, if we keep the commandments of the Lord, and be reminded to put on, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. We need to have all of this to have the mind of Christ. How can we minister if we don't have the mind of Christ? To be called the elect of God, these are the attributes that we ought to possess. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Amen. If you have a quarrel against anybody, you ought to forgive them, because when you go to the Lord and ask him to forgive you and he forgives you, you ought to also forgive those who request your forgiveness. Hallelujah. Don't be like that servant who owed his master a great debt, many, many talents, and he cried to the master asking him to have mercy on him. And he was surely compassionate toward this servant and forgave him the whole entire debt. But that servant had somebody that owed him. He didn't give them the same treatment. But he was mean to them, threw them in prison, and it was a small amount that was owed. You know, let us not be that way, but let us have the mind of Christ and be willing to forgive.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Above all these things, put on charity. What is charity? Charity is love. And this love, described in this 14th verse of Colossians, the third chapter, as the bond of perfectness. The bond of perfectness. That is the bond that's going to seal us, that's going to keep us. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has kept us from all evil with our minds stayed on him. Hallelujah. The bond of perfectness. This is love, charity. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Don't forget to be thankful to the Lord. The 17th verse, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So that's a big part of doing what Jesus would do, having the mind of Christ, giving thanks to God. Amen. Whatever we do, let's do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do what Jesus would do. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for all of you. And I pray that you have been blessed through the hearing of the word of God, and that there is something that you can use to help you along the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and Let's go before God in prayer, praying the prayer of faith. Maybe there's someone tonight who would like to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you're ready to repent of your sin and give your life to Jesus, to accept him as your personal Savior. Maybe you've been listening for a while and something in the Word of God has touched your heart, and now you are ready to turn away from the world and take on the mind of Christ, to live a holy life, a righteous life. Maybe you're tired of the way you've been living, and you're looking for a better way, a better life. You're looking for hope, feeling hopeless, like there's no hope at all. But I want to tell you that there is hope in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus can change your whole life. He can turn everything around.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. He can come in and make everything right. He can do all of these things, willing and ready to do it for you. All you have to do is repent and ask the Lord to have mercy and to take away your sins. Maybe there's someone who has fallen by the way and backslidden on the Lord, and you're desiring to return unto him. His hand is outstretched. He's there to welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you
yes.
come tonight? Will you return unto the Lord? He will receive you and restore your soul, for he is married to the backslider. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Maybe somebody's discouraged tonight, and you just need that comfort, that consolation, you know, that assurance that the Lord is with you. You can have that tonight. All you have to do is just trust the Lord, and he will assure you. He will let you know that he is there. And he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Maybe somebody is sick in their body and desiring to be made whole, desiring to be healed of that sickness or that disease or infirmity. God is our healer. God's power to touch you right now, hallelujah, and to make you completely whole. You can go back to the doctors and they won't find anything, because God will make you whole. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, oh God,
thank
for
you.
Another opportunity to call upon your holy name. Lord, we come to you and we intercede on the behalf of those who are desiring to give their lives to you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will forgive their sins, that you will have mercy upon them and take away their sins. Save them, Lord Jesus, and make them your own. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, God, we come to you on the behalf of the backslider tonight. Lord Jesus, loose their shackles, destroy the yoke right now, and help them to return unto you. We know you have the power, and you are able to do all things. In the name of Jesus, oh, bless
you.
Restore their soul, oh, God, and receive them unto yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray right now for those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We are praying, Lord, that you will lay your hand on them right now, that you will touch them and raise them up off the sick bed, Lord Jesus. Make them ever with whole. Oh, my God, heal and deliver. Oh, Lord Jesus,
Lord,
if they've committed any sins, let their sins saved to the utmost in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are praying right now for those who need strength, those who are going through and feeling despondent or discouraged. Oh, my God, lift their heavy burden. Oh, Lord Jesus, cause them to know that you are there for them. You are with them, Lord Jesus. Give them that assurance right now and let them know that you will never leave them, neither will you forsake them. Lord, minister to them. Oh, my God, send your angels to bring comfort, consolation, encouragement, fellowship. Oh, my God, we know you're able, and there's nothing hard for you. Oh, Lord, we ask you to help us. Help us, Lord, to take your word in. Help us to live by your word, to be humble and obedient, to keep your commandments, to show love one to another, to show love for everyone, oh God. Put that love in our hearts, oh Lord Jesus, and let your peace dwell in our hearts. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do anything until you come, Lord. We don't even know how to pray or what to pray for until you give us the words to say. Lord, teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost make intercession continually and pray on our behalf in the name of Jesus. But we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But we thank you, Lord, for allowing the Spirit to make intercession. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing and for restoration. We thank you, Jesus, for comfort and for consolation. Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship of the Spirit. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you.
Thank you. We thank you right now, oh God. And we pray a special prayer, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, the names that were called out, Lord God. We're asking you right now to let a blessing come upon them. Let the blessing overtake them, Lord Jesus. Bless them right now with the blessing they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. And remember the bereaved families tonight. Oh, Lord God, be close to the families. Lord Jesus, wrap your arms all around them. And, Lord Jesus, let them feel your love. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for this broadcast, Lord Jesus. We ask that you'll continue to bless, oh, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will bless every hearer, everyone who is tuned in tonight. Lord God, bless them in a great and a mighty way. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done. And we thank you for it.
Yes.
We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. That is a beautiful message, inspiring us. Oh, Lord, I tell you to do what Jesus would do. Lord, I thank the Lord for the word on tonight. I'm encouraged. I feel strengthened. And I feel like going on with the Lord. I just thank him for what he has done, what he's doing. I'm encouraged to just hold on to that word of God because it is my food, the food that I need. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm going to say to events, I mean, keep preaching the word of God and keep teaching too because that is what is needed in this time, day and time like this. It's a lot of words being said.
said, but it's not a lot of teaching and explanation so that we can grow in the word of the Lord, grow in this work of the Lord. And I'm thankful for that on tonight. I pray that you will continue to do the will of God and let him have his way in your life continually. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for me.
Praise Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evander's May. And now we're going to turn it over to our host, Evander Skadiga.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hamoon, telling us of putting on the mind of Christ and do what Jesus will do. And of a truth, we have to put on the mind of Christ. You know, that like-mindedness that the Bible spoke of that makes us all have the same love. And she said, do what Jesus will do. Now, and then when she said it, it just made me think of back when I was a child. The world had a saying, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And, you know, the world, it would be a better place if every person would just consider that question of themselves and then actually follow through with what Jesus will do. You know, they want to say it, but they don't want to follow through. And I say, if we did what Jesus did, we'd love the way that Jesus loved. And you know, and this is what we have. And it's not just, you know, we love the people of God. We're supposed to love the people of God. But also the people out in the world, those people that are broken and, you know, they're hurting and they come to church and they come to us because we represent the church. We represent God to them.
Amen.
And if the way we treat them, that's the way that they're gonna feel that. And they're going to say, oh, well, this is how, you know, Christ is represented through us, through the way we treat them. So if we show them love, God, he'll draw them. But if we show them something else, that's what they'll associate with Christ because we represent Christ to them. So we have to do what Jesus will do. And it was a stirring message because, you know, anytime that love is preached, you start to examine yourself, like, where am I falling short of this? Have I shown the love I'm supposed to, you know, to? You know, am I doing as Christ would do in every area of my life? Where am I falling short? So I thank God for the word of God coming through Vanessa. I mean, you keep on preaching the word of God. Thank you for the show. Thank you all for all the listeners. Thank you, Evangelist Maybell, for continuously being there with his ministry.
Lord.
You've been there from the start. You know, we've been on this for about a year now. And, you know, we're still going on. The Lord is, you know, blessing and encouraging and uplifting and strengthening. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. I just, you know, ask for your prayers. And at this time, I don't have any other announcements. So we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hamid.
Praise be to God. Thank the Lord for all the beautiful remarks and exhortations. And I just thank God for this broadcast. I tell you, this is an opportunity that I had no idea I would be doing. But to God be the glory. I'm so glad about it. Praise the Lord. And, you know, God is really is blessing. And we find out that when we stretch out on God, oh, glory to God, he will never fail. He will never let us end. But if we have to be willing to stretch out on God with faith, believing that he's going to take us where he wants us to be. Hallelujah. No need to have fear. There's no fear in it. But there is freedom in stretching out on God.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for this great word of God. And I can't help but just think about what Apostle Paul said to the church. And he was saying to do all things without murmurings and disputings. And you have people fussing and arguing and getting into things, heated and boiling discussions and turning into all kinds of things, but we want to be blameless and harmless. That's what he was saying. We want to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked, This is a crooked and perverse nation that we're living in.
Amen.
And the latter part says, among whom ye shine as light in the world. So that means there's a lot of darkness in this world. There's so much darkness that we have to shine as light in the world to show someone the way. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, this word is just powerful. And I thank God for the powerful word of God. I just wanted to put emphasis on that part of the scripture, and also this last part I wanted to put more emphasis on, holding forth the word of life. That's what the word is. It's life. People, they feel like they really don't have life. They're just not really living. You know, they're going through so much and so many things are happening, but we have to hold forth the word of life. Praise be to God, because that's what God gave us through his word, life. And when we offer this word, when we minister, we're offering the word of life. And again, it is as Apostle Paul was a leader, he was saying to them that he would be blameless. Amen. Praise be to God. So he wanted them to know that he would rejoice in the day of Christ and know that he has not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So let's hold forth the word of life. Praise God. So I just thank God. And I encourage you to take the word of God in. But the word just gets so good, makes you want to start all over again. Praise God. But we thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for you and for your patience. Thank God for your prayers and for your love, your support, and all that you do to assist us. So praise be to God. We thank the Lord for you and want you to know that we love you and we are praying for you. And this concludes the broadcast evening. Before we close out, Evangelist May, do you have anything you would like to add?
No, that's it.
Okay. Evangelist Khadija?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And we ask you to continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list along with us. Amen. Let us come together and pray earnestly that God will move. Praise the Lord. We believe it. And we ask it in faith. We believe it. I believe God will do it. Amen. Praise God. Until we meet again, keep your minds on the Lord. Have the mind of Christ and do what Jesus would do. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.